I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
It's good to have you listening, Atlanta. We are counting down to the start of the NFL season, and we have some new info today. Because we have guys that were released, let go, and now some of these guys have made their way back to the practice squad. We'll tell you all about that here in just a minute. But as we talk about where we are, and Mike and I started the show today talking about this right tackle situation on the offensive line. And what we've come to realize is that the Falcons are bringing in a bunch of guys, JIC, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure if we'll see him. We're not sure if they're going to play. We don't know how much they'll actually compete. These guys need to come in, learn the system, Mike. But Ryan Haynes, a seventh-round draft pick for the Dolphins in 2023, is one of those guys. Carter Warren, an offensive tackle for the Jets, who was a fourth-round pick, is one of those guys. And today it just feels like, hey, okay, we're adding a bunch of tackles to the practice squad.
Yeah, man. So what do we do here? You try to make lemonade out of lemons. Now, I brought this up to Carl earlier. When Dean Pease was in here at age 70, we had a bunch of guys. It was kind of the same deal. We had guys off waiver wire. We had just dudes. Remember, you were joking around. We were looking at the roster that day. And you're like, who are these guys? And I was doing the D-led voice. They're just a bunch of dudes.
That's right.
They're just dudes. They had a body, and they played some football at some level. But and Dean Pease actually had a pretty good year with those guys. So right now, what do we get? What do we do? Elijah Wilkinson starts right now. Can a guy like Carter Warren, who played some games for the Jets, he's a former fourth-round pick, Michael Jarrell, Seattle Seahawks, played three games. They picked up Ryan Hayes. He got cut by the Dolphins. He played for Harbaugh in Michigan. These are the dudes that will be battling. I just posted the image of the guy we were just talking about, Carl, earlier in the show, a guy named Tegan Quidoriano, who at 6'6", 259, might be that extra tight end chipping in to help out on the right side if it is going to be like a turnstile at the right tackle. Look, it's not a great spot to be in because they still have not formalized their practice squad. Do you believe they're still making some phone calls?
I do. I just feel like this is fluid. They're not going to just say, we've got all the tackles in the building we need. They may be looking for a specific deal with a specific guy that maybe, Mike, they've pinpointed and said, hey, if this guy's available now, what's it going to take? Again, they're not trading a second or a third round pick to go get a guy. This deal to go get Carter Warren, Mike, that you know, that's the kind of thing that you're looking at. Sixth, seventh round, a future sixth or seventh round, but you're not going to give up high draft capital to go make this happen. One, because you feel like you're going to be okay.
Right.
I know we don't. They do. Two, then you're going to say, well, Dukes and Bell, why are they bringing all these guys in? JIC. Yeah, just in case.
You have to. You got it. Look, I mean, every NFL team goes through this. We had a guy hit us up early. We opened up the phone lines. The guy's like, how do we not have this depth? to lose a starting tackle and your best, you know, swing tackle, the odds of that, I don't know if you went to Vegas. Is that 5,000 to 1?
Very slim.
It's pretty slim, but it happened. And unfortunately, Storm Norton, we knew he had an ankle injury. Turns out he had to have surgery. And then we lose Caleb McGarry. That the word, as you guys now know, became official that he's out for the season. So that's an area where I thought our general manager has done a really good job. I thought bringing in a guy, finding, for instance, who the hell knew who Storm Norton was? And he's plugged in and started games both at left and right tackle. And even though maybe he's not as a physical a player as Caleb in the run game, he was more than adequate in pass defense, or pass protection, I should say. But with this schedule, Bucks, Vikings, Panthers, Commanders, then we get the bye week, and then maybe we catch a break and Storm Norton's ready to go for the Bills.
Let's hope so. 404-726-0929. That is the number. You can find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Week one, he's got to be a game manager. And the reason is simple. We're talking about having this situation at right tackle, and we don't know how that's going to look. And I'm telling you that Michael Penix, to come out and think that he's going to sling the ball around the yard against a very potent Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense, is not a game I want to be in. Not right now. I think, Mike, the Bucs, who, by the way, when you look at the statistics, last year, third in the league in passing the football. The Bengals, the Lions, the Bucs. And, oh, by the way, they got better at wide receiver with the kid they drafted out of Ohio State.
Abuka, yeah.
Abuka. And I don't think we realize how good their run game was. This is a team that's going to be able to score. And my point is, Mike, I don't want to come out and just think, well, you know what, Penix is going to make a pee. He'll be fine. Let's just throw it around the yard. Be a game manager. Don't turn it over. Let's run the football. And I'm saying this now. We're 8 days away from kickoff, okay? 9 days away from kickoff. Run the ball, and let's not put this pressure on Michael Penix, Mike, with the right tackle situation still being a question mark to most of us.
Right, but you know what's happening right now. You just said that there's guys in their cars going, oh, hell no.
Game manager.
Hell no.
Game manager.
What are you talking about?
Don't screw this up.
Already it's going to come on the text line. I can see it already. I mean, what are you? He's here to drop dives 60 yards in the air. I want to see.
No Darnell Mooney?
I want to see some asses shaking down the field.
I want some perfection.
To paraphrase what Day-Day?
Morris Day?
It's Morris Day in the time, man. It's Purple Rain. Come on, man. But anyway, that's what people want to see. They want to see the downfield action. Another point, I agree with Carl. I'm just telling you how some of the people are going to feel about your comments, because Darnell Mooney might not be able to go week one.
That's what I'm saying.
Not be 100%. Ray McCloud, you got backups. So you're going to have to lean into it. But the question mark then becomes, you know, Tampa Bay's no bunch of nitwits. Todd Bowles and his defense are going to get their linebackers up. They're going to be trying to squash that run game. You know, we talked about Vita Vea, Kalijah Kancey, Diaby, you know, Levante David, Hassan Reddick they got from the Jets. That's coming at you, man, in waves. So that's why we worry about this first week. That's why keep your head above water, maybe go 500 through those first four games, man, while you straighten out your right tackle.
Yeah, look.
Because if Penix has to be a game manager and teams are taking away the run game, well, all of a sudden, James Pierce Jr. better be the guy that leads the league in sacks.
No doubt. And that was a storyline that we were talking about earlier in the show as well, as Lewis Riddick came out and said he thinks he can lead the league in sacks. Now, that is a bold and fearless prediction, as I like to say, and we'll give you some of those guys as we get ready for the season, but there's nobody around the country going, who? James Pierce Jr. leading the league in sacks. Did you forget about T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett and all of these edge rushers? Hey, you might even be forgetting about Micah Parsons, who might be playing for a new deal the way this thing is going with the Dallas Cowboys. There are some guys that are going to be able to get after it. But let's say this. If he is even in the conversation, we got the right guy. If James Pierce Jr., if JPJ is in the conversation, Mike, and we're talking about him potentially having that same cachet as some of these guys, and we're saying, oh, you know, he's got 7-8 sacks. I'm going to be ecstatic. The thing that concerns me, sorry, is where's Jalen Walker going to be in this equation? Is he going to be a guy that gets 5, 6, 7, 8 sacks this season? That's my question, because I just don't know what to think right now about that. 404-726-0929, game manager.
And that's where, you know, fans right now going, game manager. I didn't buy my season tickets, you know, game manager. I want to see some action.
So you want to see Penix throw it a lot, throw a couple of picks, and lose the game instead of managing this game so we can get through this first week.
Penix is going to first, they're going to be in the shotgun. He's going to immediately move to his left. He will get behind Jake Matthews and Bergeron because the other side is not going to end well. No, but this is why, you know, guy hit me up, and it's funny, guy just hit me up on the text side. You guys are making too much out of this, right? Do you understand? Like, I'm not trying to condescend.
We're trying to make too much out of it.
All right, you know what? Let me give you an example. Okay, one of my favorite games, because it's always fun when the Cowboys come to town and we beat them. Remember the game, and I forget, Day-Day, do you remember who the Cowboys tackle was who got hurt? And they went, and their backup got hurt.
Oh, we had six sacks.
What was it, Tyron Smith? Adrian Claiborne had six sacks against option C.
Yes.
That's why this ish matters. We're not, again, yes, we like to have fun and we shout and we yell, but this isn't a hyperbole train. This is a reality train, man. Claiborne had the game of his life against the backup's backup from the Dallas Cowboys.
True story.
That's why this matters.
True story. By the way, Bucks last year, 41 touchdowns. Only teams that had more, Bengals, Ravens. Come on. And I think they're better.
But I don't think you can beat the Bucks being a game manager. I think it has to be what it was in both those games. You got to sling it.
Oh,
I mean, you got to be. I think those games.
Yahoo!
Unless, well, that's a great question.
Wait, is Drake going to have 25 catches for 350 yards?
This is where that practice we saw Bijan out wide will come in handy. Because Pitts is going to be one of the quasi wideouts.
I know.
And you'll have Pitts next to Drake. I mean, you might actually see this if Darnell, unless you feel Casey Washington can do the role.
And by the way.
I mean, we're spitballing here. Zach's hopefully got a plan. We are not privy to just how banged up Mooney is. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. And here's the other side of this. By the way, I'm not saying I don't want to see Michael Pitt. No, trust me. I want to see my quarterback do his thing. But put him in a position to win the game. Don't expect him to go out there and throw it 45 times. Now, by the way, if we're down 21, he's going to have to throw it 45 times. But I'm not going into the game and putting that on Michael Penix, not knowing what Mike just laid out to you. Can Elijah really protect? Have you guys looked at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive line? Do you guys know what they're throwing at us? I'm being serious right now. Like, we act as if,
I told you,
they're an average defensive line. Let me give you the names.
I just gave them to you, man. Yeah.
Vita Vea. Have you seen this man?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the Kool-Aid man. He really is.
He's a beast. Kalaja Kansi is a guy that they compared to Aaron Donald coming out of school. Now, he's not Aaron Donald, but, Mike, he's a really good defensive lineman.
13 sacks his first two seasons.
Come on, man. They're linebackers. Yeah. Son Reddick's now on that team.
Yeah, we talked about it from the Jets. Levante David. I mean, they got some dudes.
I'm not sure.
Whitfield roaming around the back.
Yeah, I just don't think, like, you go, well, all right. Look, it's not saying we can't handle it. All I'm saying is you don't put your quarterback in danger by dropping him back 58 times.
But this is the kind of game, like, if you go back to the second game, and we came back, we got the big stop, we had the field goal from Koo, we go to overtime, you know, and I thought, you know, in that game, Liam Cohn, who's now the Jacksonville coach, kind of blew the, you know, kind of screwed things. He got very conservative, don't you think?
He did.
The regular season and regulation. The Tampa game, I thought they didn't run Bucky Irving enough, but that's a them problem. But if you go back and look at that game, we ran the ball, we established the play action, and then Kirk Cousins hitting Darnell Mooney. He hit Pitts twice for two touchdowns.
What's up, Darnell?
And then when the game got a little iffy, all of a sudden A.J. Terrell, that was also the game where Jesse Bates had the strip.
Strip sack!
Actually, fumble. It was in the out. It was in the defensive back.
Get on it!
But you get the idea.
Yep, I love it.
But
I
that's
love
why.
It.
But that's a divisional rival. That's why divisional games are always so evenly matched because you know them and they know you. But that's why we say that group of dudes Carl just talked about coming after your right side, which is the blind side of Michael Penix.
And let's not forget, Mike. They have one of the best defensive coaches and defensive minds in the game. Todd Bowles is damn good, right, guys. Has been. Ask about him. Ask guys around the league. Todd Bowles is a good defensive coordinator and has been. So it's not just having the dudes. He knows how to use the dudes.
Well, it could be a guy in Carter Warren, a former Pitt Panther, pretty good school for producing tackles. Warren looked it up earlier. You said one of the Jets writers said he struggles in pass protection.
Oh, great. Okay. Great. And now you guys don't want him to be a game manager.
Well, that's Carter Warren. Elijah Wilkinson, a guard now becoming a tackle. Michael Jarrell, as we said, started three games for Seattle. And Ryan Hayes cut by the Dolphins.
Those are the three guys.
As D Led said, that's your five-man battle. Joe Parker in there for right tackle.
Let's talk to Keith in Cartersville. Keith, appreciate you dialing us up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's on your mind?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Game manager, Michael Penix Jr. is that guy. If you go back to that tape against that Texas game, it didn't matter who was protecting him on that other side. He will come out and he will prove everybody wrong about the game manager position. I get the concern on the on that side. We already had concerns with McGarry anyways.
True.
But I'm telling you, he is going to put the league on notice this year.
All right.
No doubt about it.
That I believe.
But you're just talking about the first few weeks of the season.
Pick your spots. Right. Let's not go crazy the first game. We got a long season. But I do agree with you, because I've said this. Michael Penix is going to shock the NFL.
But Carl wants you to have a boring Falcons season. That's what I hear.
That's not what I said.
You want it. Now, again, you got to understand, but I know how our audience is. We're not saying he is a game manager. We're saying until the receivers get healthy and they straighten out right tackle, he may have to be. That's what you're saying.
What? Hey! Do the bird, baby. Come on.
Who was supposed to be the original singer at the time?
Alexander O'Neal.
Right?
Yeah.
We wanted too much money.
Yeah, I told you the
Prince
story.
Prince said, get lost.
It was a crazy, crazy story that the Morris Day told. Hey, man, coming up, we got to talk some college football, all right? And we will. It's a big big weekend for the Dogs and a bigger, I think, game for Georgia Tech. It's Dukes and Bell.
Now, you're in the best possible position you could be in. So what's the matter? Your shoes on too tight or something? Let's have some action. Let's have some asses wiggling. I want some perfection.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Look, we'll talk college football in a minute. Y'all gonna get my quarterback kilt out here, all right? Let's talk about this a little bit more, because now I'm getting text messages and tweets. Oh, man, I can't believe you're saying this about Michael Penix. Please hear me clearly. There's nothing more than I want to be entertained when I go to these games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on a Sunday. Mike and I have talked about it. The building has been empty. The vibe has been lackluster. I want all of that to change, and I expect it to. But you gotta pick your spots. You cannot just think we're gonna roll out there week one with this right tackle situation. You do not feel, I'm talking to you, you do not feel, Mike, as good as you did 3 weeks ago when you knew Caleb McGarry, despite his limitations, that you do right now. I don't care who you are. You can tell me all you want. We had our concerns about Caleb McGarry. Yeah, but you didn't have these kind of concerns. You didn't have these kind of concerns. Caleb McGarry last year against the Eagles, first game of the year, second game of the year against the Eagles, held up. Against the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike, held up. It's different when you're throwing a guy out there who, again, this is not his original position. So I want to be clear. I want to see Mike throw it around. I cannot wait. But I also think you just don't come out the gate, Zach Robinson, and go, well, we're going to drop back Michael Penix 65 times
in the first week. We got 11 days. We have 11 days to mold Carter Warren into the man they thought he was when he was drafted by the Jets. We have 11 days.
Whatever.
To turn Elijah Wilkinson into that wall of steel 11, on the right side.
11 days
to get Michael Jurrell from Seattle that we sent a conditional second round pick to become the man.
Is that the guy from Superman, Jurrell?
No.
Is that the same
Jor-El
guy?
Jor-El. Jor-El was Kal-El's dad.
Yeah, that's right. Jor-El, Jor-El right? Superman.
Jor-El was Superman's dad.
That's what I thought.
Kal-El is Superman, dude.
All right.
Yeah, Jor-El's the dad. I'm going to go with Rob 4242. He says, Dukes and Bell, if we have to play scared because we don't trust the quarterback to be able to handle it or needs to be a game manager, we should be starting Cousins.
It's over. We are...
We're not playing scared.
They know, see, but this is the argument.
What are we talking about?
This is the argument that I had with you yesterday when you go, you think I was overreacting. See, you say something, I say something, the listeners hear something else. Carl's not saying Penix is a game manager. He's an explosive downfield thrower. If Al Davis was still alive and had his senses about him, he's the kind of player that they would have drafted.
That's right.
Because it's the vertical passing game. All Carl is saying is, I can explain it. All Carl
yes,
is saying.
Yes, explain it, please.
Is
guys, did you hear Mike call him a game manager?
Because of the limitations. The limitations that you can't maybe come out with six guns a-blazing. But some guys will say with 11 days to figure out this situation.
11 days? That's 11 nothing. Days.
It's a lifetime.
That's nothing.
What he was a game manager.
11 days is so nothing. Now, most of you can't even stop a habit in 11 days.
In 11 days, hopefully Darnell Mooney can walk again. Hopefully we can see Ray McCloud out there doing his thing. Kadarrell Hodge, too. That's more about special teams. But we are going to have to get this thing cooking. We do have some size. We're carrying four tight ends. And I don't know if that's about 12 personnel. I think that's about beef on the right side of the line. But again,
you know what that screams to me? Right. Run the ball.
Well, hey, how about Zach Robinson? Earn your paycheck. And if you got to use some imagination, you don't have all the weapons. We know that Bijan Robinson is a wide receiver. He can be a wide receiver. Bijan Robinson can beat anybody off the jump. We've seen it. We know he can do it. Kyle Pitts, as I said 3 weeks ago, this is your chance to come to the rescue when Mooney got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's ways we can overcome this and not have to be in a shell as a game manager.
Do you think he is a game manager? Come on. And by the way, that's dirty, O.
Do you think he is a game manager?
We were talking about Georgia's quarterback. Who knows
who you were talking about, Carl?
I didn't
Carl.
Say that today.
You didn't say this today?
Do you think he is a game manager?
Say that today.
You're asking Michael Penix Jr. is an elite, electrifying downfield thrower.
He is.
Who drops dimes. You want to take a Ferrari and put it in a cul-de-sac.
Guys, did you hear Mike call him a game manager? I just want to be careful about not just going out there and wiling out, and everybody's like, yeah, let him throw for 3,000 yards in the first game. Mm. We got plenty of time for that.
Yeah, man, you want to take a lion, man, and you want to put him in the backyard when he needs to be born free. Come on, man. Let him rip.
Really, for me, man, stats are for losers, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's right, Coach. By the way. By the way, how much faster is Raheem going to talk with us next Wednesday with all the stuff he's got to deal with this week? I feel totally confident on our right tackle. We can no problem right tackle. It's going to be fine. Hey. We got some players that can play the position. We can really figure it out.
By the way, I'm glad you said that. Bass, I'm telling you now, we're going to need more than the 20 minutes. Okay? I'm telling you right now.
I think, Coach, there might be sparks coming out of Raheem Morris's mouth when he's trying to explain all this to us next week.
Well, there's a lot.
About the backups and how they're going to overcome this adversity.
There is a lot. All right, you guys
Do
tell
you
us what
think
you think.
He is a game man.
404-726-0929. That is the number. Understand what I'm saying. I'm really looking at this, and I'm going, okay. Do you want him to go out there and sling it around the yard? And under the circumstances, is that what you really want to do? I don't know if that's what you want to do.
You're the one on camp telling me you love Casey Washington's game. Well, it's his chance to show up. It's a bright lights.
And I do. Casey had a really good camp.
Right. Now, again, we don't know what Mooney – maybe Mooney goes, maybe he doesn't. But we got guys at wide receiver banged up. That's why guys –
Mike, you're not right. You want to put out all these second and third team dudes and then be like, yeah, let's throw it around the yard.
No, I gave you the solution. You use Bijan as a wideout. Now, that's where give me some imagination. Put Algier in the backfield, switch Bijan out wide. I'm not saying do it all the time.
Right.
But I'm saying you can do things. Pitts can be that. You can be the rescue. You can be the cavalry. But Zach's got to use some imagination if the other guys are down. I mean, I don't think that's crazy. That's the kind of stuff Sean Payton would do.
Yes, he would.
That's the kind of stuff Shanahan would do.
And by the way, and win.
Right.
And we've seen that.
So, I mean, like, adversity creates getting in the lab and cracking the whiteboard and doing some stuff,
you
right?
You know what? Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. And that means hand the ball off, Penix. hand it off.
Be Wes and Archie. And for the sixth straight time, we've run to the left side.
Hey, this is the practice squad. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And look, I'd love for him to come out and throw for 350 and three touchdowns and beat the Bucks. You're talking about setting the league on fire immediately? Yeah, I'd love to see it. But for me, week one is about managing your circumstances. I will say it now, and I will say it 10 days from now. Do not try to do more than what you need to do in a game where managing your circumstances means we are not as strong at this position as we need to be, and I need that guy healthy all season long. And no disrespect to Kirk. We got a great backup quarterback situation, but I'm not trying to see that.
No, and, you know, by the way, Easton Stick is back on the team as a backup. If we ever do find traction in the trade market, if you find a team needing a QB that's good enough for Cousins to sign off on, I think Cousins scrams either way.
You do?
Just to get a change of address and then
you
see
where
you
think he's out with the first opportunity?
I think the first team. And now, again, early in the season, you could argue that everybody would still hopefully be alive in a playoff race before, you know, Kirk could say, nope, I'm not going there. Because, you know, I think
it's got to happen early in the season.
It does. I think it does. Now, what if it's a really high-caliber team in the NFC and they lose their quarterback? You know, the Matthew Stafford situation with the Rams.
They are.
That might be one of those other situations. Now, Flacco could get knocked out with the Browns and they still not be ready to go with Shador. There's other ones out there. So we'll see. But I just don't think that Kirk is going to look a gift horse in the mouth if he gets a ticket out of here early in the season or late in the season.
Chris Blair, Kobe Bryant, Corner, Dylan Drummond, Joshua Gray. These are the names on the practice squad, okay?
C.J. Henderson made it.
He did. He came back. Ronnie Harrison. This is official now. Khalid Kareem. We talked about him. Edge, Lenny Krieg. Right, Mike? Mm-hmm. He comes back, but the international designation means he doesn't have to be necessarily a guy that counts against the practice squad.
Right.
Brandon Parker, Joshua Simmons, Easton Stick, Mike mentioned, Kentavious Street. They let him go. We were wondering. He's back on the practice squad. Mm. And Carlos Washington. So those are the guys they've signed to the practice squad. And the reason, again, that is important, we talk about, how many tackles they've brought in. You've got three guys, and I keep using the JIC word, just in case something tragic happens and you go, man, where are our backups? What are we going to do?
Kentavious Street is listed as an edge. I kind of think of it as that hybrid edge tackle.
Me too.
And we only carried five tackles, guys, which is something kind of raised some eyebrows for us. And that goes back to they had to carry seven wide receivers because of the – again, why else would you do that unless you're concerned about Mooney and potentially Ray? That's just us reading into it. We'll try to get more clarity on this and clarification on Wednesday with Coach Raheem Morris. And by then, Carl, we'll be a full week to mold Carter Warren, Michael Jarrell into the right tackles they'll need to be.
Guys,
unless it's Elijah Wilkerson.
You in danger, girl.
Guys are killing me. I love this. You either sling it around or ride the bench if you can't trust him. Really?
Now, again, I gave you the example. And again, it happened. I found the name. The guy's name was Chaz Green.
Bum.
Chaz Green was a plan B for the Cowboys.
No, plan C.
And it was a Tyron Smith got knocked out of the box. Adrian Claiborne said, I'll take it from here. Six sacks in one game. That was back in 2017 at back at the Mercedes-Benz.
Claiborne he is a game manager? Would you stop it? Oh, Claiborne looked like an all-pro that day.
When you're going up against Chaz Green, I think anybody would have looked like that dude. Croy Bierman might have had himself six sacks.
All right. Guy goes, Richie, he's an elite thrower down the field.
Again, he's not saying he's a game manager. Saying Carl's saying, why do I got to explain you?
Because could you put me here?
Because Carl thinks that we need to go into a shell those first 3 weeks.
I didn't say that either.
Because he don't trust the right side of the line.
Oh, I may believe that.
Carl wants 3 yards in a cloud of dust for offense.
Just protect the guy. That's all I'm saying. We're coming back.
Shotgun. Who they think they are, the New York Jets?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates,
from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We're going to tell you what happened with the Braves. We'll also talk some college football here as we get ready for a big weekend. Chasing down, and I think we do have Coach Key tomorrow, which is really cool as he gets ready to take on Colorado. First game of the season on Friday. So make sure you tune in for that. Day-day, what time are we talking about? Four-ish? 5:20. Thank you so much. So tomorrow, Georgia Tech fans, you'll hear Brent Key. Mike, before we get into some of the other things, guys hitting us up at Mike Bell ATL. Put them up. See Dukes. And commenting on the Michael Penix conversation.
Do you think Mike is a game manager?
It's not that I do. I just want to go into this game and give ourselves a chance. And it got us into this whole bringing in all these offensive tackles and practice squad guys and how you approach this. A couple of guys have hit us up. And one of them says, if Penix throws the rock 40 times in week one, okay, his words, not mine, we're cooked. LOL. These people just want to play with a new toy. They don't want to win. We got to be – and I'm not saying Raheem or Zach Robinson are not – they're not thinking about this because I think they are. But, like, you just don't do things that put your quarterback in harm's way if you don't have to. And that's all I'm saying. Now, if Elijah Mike balls out week one, protects like crazy, does an incredible job, gives me confidence going into week two, that's different.
Right, and there are ways to mask some deficiencies. Now, it's not easy to – if your right tackle can't, you know, run block and you can't do some of the things we're used to doing with Caleb McGarry, you know, I think it was SI or NFL, I saw it on ESPN, we dropped something like 15 spots as far as where our offensive line ranking was just by losing, you know, Caleb McGarry for what he means in, you know, in the run game specifically. A couple of guys agree with you. A couple of guys saying, I'll see both of y'all Friday. I'm having words with both of y'all. We'll be at Twin Peaks, by the way.
That's right.
But again, that's from Snake Eyes 06. I'm just saying, Carl's presenting one way to skin the cat if we got to play around a major deficiency on the offensive line. You know, but again, this is where Zach Robinson's getting paid the big bucks to be an OC, second year doing that. And that's why I said there are alternatives. But when you combine losing some of your playmakers, again, we don't know. Hopefully coach will give us some specificity about Darnell Mooney next Wednesday. But we are 11 days out. A lot can happen in 11 days. Ray gets better. Darnell gets better. Darnell's practicing. Same goes for Jalen Walker, who we haven't been able to tell you as much about as James Pierce Jr. But if you do have to be limited by not having some of those weapons, that does change, I would think, your approach. That's what Carl's talking about. Maybe it's a little more conservative. The ball's coming out, more slants, quick hits, etc. But one thing for certain, Drake London and Michael Penix Jr., their connection doesn't change regardless of what happens at right tackle. He'll still be able to be that guy for
him, he will.
I believe.
I agree with you. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. Mike, real quick, Braves did win today. They played a business person special down there in Miami, but you said things got chippy?
Yeah, if you didn't see it, we were watching it here in studio, and the Braves do win 12-1. So obviously when a game is kind of a blowout like that, people tend to get a little upset. And I guess it was a home run. And by the way, Matt Olson made some unbelievable plays at the at first base yesterday. I don't know how many folks got to watch that. Mm. They tried to bunt a guy over to third. He was like Johnny on the spot, just doing some really good things. But anyway, Olson hits a home run, and then they decide to throw at Ronald Acuna. It was Gusto pitching for the Miami Marlins. And so, yeah, Acuna gets hit by a pitch. The both dugouts clear. Ronald's John. Marlins, I guess, radio guy's going, well, I don't know why he doesn't just go out there and swing on him. Well, because he's coming off a knee injury. And at this point, as much as I want to see, you know, Braves swinging, now that the season is for all intents and purposes over, I don't need him getting, you know, at the bottom of a pile, to your point. So after Acuna gets hit by a pitch, Drake gets walked, and then Albies, pow, three home runs in his last two games. Ozzy goes to right field. So all of a sudden, man, Ozzy Albies is coming alive after we spent almost like three segments on him yesterday.
Yeah, and look, it's good. I don't know if he is, in fact, like saving his job, because I do think the decision to keep him, to be quite honest with you, has already been made. When you factor in the salary and what it costs to cut him or you know, buy him out, the savings is minuscule. It makes no sense. And that's why I just believe that's going to be a done deal. Go improve the team in other ways. And just like with Michael Money Harris, you see him coming alive. Ozzy has been a different dude in the second half of the season, too. Just like Money Harris.
Right, and hopefully that continues. I know we spent a lot of time on, you know, what is the pitching staff going to look like? And look, we still got, you know, four and a half weeks left in the season. But I will say this. Since he's come over, Joey Wentz, and I know I was killing Kranitz the other day, maybe Kranitz is unlocking Joey Wentz's inner goodness, because this guy's only 27. If you can get this dude who's 6'5", Carl, big, you know, I mean, big fella, right, left-hander, and get him dialed in, Joey Wentz just went 5-4 on the season. So he's actually had some pretty good outings after being, we said, one man's trash, another man's treasure.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's going to be applicable to the Falcons' right tackle, but, you know, Alex had to go basically get anybody he could find to fill out the starting rotation, and Wentz is doing pretty good.
I do agree. But they played the Marlins. And look, if you want to get some get back, save it. Like, seriously, that's kind of where I'm at with the whole Acuna thing. For 8 years, I've been saying protect this guy. Today, he did buck up because I think he's tired of this crap. And, you know, he wanted to let them know it's unacceptable. Right. But as far as, like, a brawl and all that kind of stuff, there's a time and place, Mike, and that was certainly not the time or place.
And for what it's worth, Sticker had Ozzy batting fourth and Michael batting fifth, and Money Harris with three RBIs going 2-for-5.
He's been on fire, man. It's unbelievable. And again, the core is going to be here. They've got to address, and this is for another day. This is another conversation. They've got to address the bigger issue with this team, and it's not talent. And we'll dive into this as we get into the last month of the season and guys. But that's the thing they've got to figure out. And they've not been able to figure that out, which, again, there's a lot of layers to this. But, Mike, the talent is there, and you see it. Guys are coming alive all of a sudden. Now, again, you could say, well, Mike and I have talked about this. No pressure. It's great to see these guys hitting now when we needed them to hit. But the point is they can do it. And we've seen it.
Right. And, look, we feel good about Drake Baldwin. You know, I thought, it was a Bruhan had a decent at-bat the other night. So there's some young guys are getting some reps in addition to the older guys. The guys are just getting paid the big money, getting it together. You get a healthy – and Austin Riley, man. Austin Riley, you know, he's been dealing with the abdominal issues all basically half the season. Get him back next year. But they can't skimp on the pitching, man. No. I really want to see that. And, look, if Ozzy keeps doing this, then you can have one of the best bargains in baseball if he picks up where he leaves off.
No doubt. As far as college football, guys, we do have games tomorrow. college football is officially back. Now,
week one.
Yeah, week zero was one thing, but we've got top 25 action. Boise State, Mike, travels to South Florida. We'll talk about this game tomorrow. I don't think that's an easy game for Boise. Anytime you're going across country, by the way, especially early in the season, it's hot in Florida. It was not hot where they were training and getting ready. That may play a factor. But here's the thing, and can we play this big O before we get out of here? Arch Manning, all the conversation about this weekend and Ohio State and Texas, Arch was asked about the target being on his back and specifically Texas's back. And his response has a lot of people going, whoa, he's a little cocky. No, I just think he's built for this. Right. And people are saying, you know, his response, it's funny because, like, we don't know Arch yet. You know his uncles, you know his family. But, like, this is going to give us a chance, Mike. He's going to be on the microphone a lot more. He is the face of the team now, and he's a starter. Here's what he said in regards to people coming after him in Texas.
Spent 2 years not playing, so might as well go have some fun, right? I think we kind of try to shift the narrative. We're going for everyone else. Target's not on our back. We have a red dot on everyone else.
We got a red dot on everybody else.
Hey, hey, hey. Look, you got to love yourself before somebody else going to love you. I like it. I like the swagger. I said to Carl, worst case scenario for Falcon fans, Arch Manning wins the Heisman, looks like as good as his brother, his uncles, and then gets drafted by the Saints.
Yeah.
That would be really bad. To be tremendous historical, you know, sort of full circle from his grandfather to Arch under center. But yeah, I mean, this year, if he does all the things which people expect him to do, then why stay? Come out and go get to the NFL, and that sort of gets a lot of general managers excited. And as you said yesterday, nobody really tanks in the NFL. Never seems to work like that. People are fighting for jobs.
It's hard.
But, man, the interest for him will be, I mean, again, the juice on that draft, holy, it'll be the antithesis of this year with Cam Ward.
Yeah, it is. I agree. Real quick, as we're talking some college football, Ryan Day's message to his quarterback, that's Arch Manning. He'll face Ohio State. Julian saying, he said, just win. Find a way to win. Nice message, Mike, from your head coach to your quarterback.
Don't have to have style points. I would get it to the best wide receiver in college football. How's that sound?
Yeah, it makes it easy. It really does. And Tennessee extends Josh Heupel, guys. He gets an extension. You would think you let the best quarterback in the program go, and people are like, oh, what's he doing? I told you, that went a long way. 2030. So Josh Heupel's going to be there at Tennessee, and the leadership of Heupel and what he's turned, you know, that program into, Big Orange Country, proud to be a Vol, is what he said. Athletic director's name is Danny White. That's the guy that says, hey, we need to make sure that he's going to be around here.
And Joey Aguilar, it would be a hell of a story if, you know, after losing Nico Iamaleva to USC and they swap, that this guy actually does some work. I know that Syracuse has a lot of turnover on their roster. Fran Brown, so, like, they'll be ready. Syracuse will bring the physicality, but I think Tennessee, I mean, some guys, I'm just maybe betting Syracuse to cover, if not win.
Okay.
The other matchup is Virginia Tech against South Carolina, and for Shane Beamer to continue that narrative with the expectations they've got, can't monkey around with the Hokies in that game either.
No, you cannot.
Gamecock versus Hokie.
You can't clown around.
It's a foul affair. Sorry. That's a joke my mom would say day-to-day. That's wholesome, clean comedy.
That it is. Mike, there are going to be some good games. We're going to discuss and dive in tomorrow a lot more into not only tomorrow's games, Friday with Georgia Tech, and then obviously Saturday's big games, including Georgia taking on Marshall. So we have a lot to get into. A reminder, again, we've told you, but we'll be at Twin Peaks Buckhead on Friday. So come through and see us. We'll be out there 2 to 6, man. Looking forward to meeting and seeing a lot of folks. It's been a minute since we've been out there because camp and all the things we were doing last month.
So we returned to see women in lumberjack outfits that want to meet you and a certain bartender who's got a very smoky mezcal Manhattan you have to sample.
This is true. Yeah, it's so good. And we're going to do our picks tomorrow as well, all right? So, get your picks ready. Day-Day, 3. It's all college football this week.
Because Data he's going out to Colorado. He's bought into a dispensary, so he's going to be very busy in addition to watching that Georgia Tech-Colorado match.
Did he say he was bringing anything back?
I said there's ways to pack this stuff. There's ways that you can circumvent it.
You just want his man to put his life in danger,
don't you? I'm just saying, man. They got some stuff that we can't get access to here, you know?
Arrested at the Atlanta airport. All right, man, we got to get out of the way.
A bag of gummies going to take that man down.
Hey. Yeah, yeah. Now, look.
Hey, Mike, about my schedule.
Did you say gummies?
No, I get you that same
gummy
water.
Bears.
I'm going to get you that water bottle that Mike Vick had back in the day.
The secret compartment.
We got to get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat. Hey, I saw him out front, out in the common area there. Abe's got the night show tonight. He was fussing, so I don't know if he's going to bring this to the air. I walk out, Mike, and literally I hear him drop some words that you can't use on the air. I said, hey, what's going on? You all right? He goes, it's my sister. I said, what's going on? Is she okay? He goes, it's fantasy football. That I'm just going to leave it at that.
What?
Stay tuned.
What?
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Man, that's, you know, it's like Abe's World. That's,
it really is.
Is that what we call the show tonight? Abe's World.
It really is. So he's in for Chris tonight, so stay tuned for that. He's got you at 6 o'clock.
It's a unique place.
Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, make sure you're here. We got a lot to discuss, guys, starting at 2 o'clock. Hey, Big O, great job behind the glass as always. Day-Day, executive producing. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, one of my favorite skits, I think everybody who loved Key and Peele, was the college All-Star game and all the crazy names that they threw out there and the way they did it. Bro Bible website has come up with this year's best names in college football. Carl, how about Legend Journey playing for Cal?
That's a great name.
Derealist Clark playing for Kent State. Mama named him Derealist, D-A apostrophe realist.
That's a real name?
Derealist Clark.
Wow.
Then you may have Memorable Factor. He suits up for Duke.
What a name.
There's Panda Ask You at ECU. Of course, we all remember Nitro Tuggle. Remember, he was in, he was out, he was in, he was
out. Yes.
Now he's playing with that dynamic offense at Purdue. Haynes Hammer plays for Virginia Tech. You got King Large at SMU.
King Large.
Or maybe you're just into the brevity thing. A dude from Central Arkansas goes by the name Dude Person.
Dude Person.
There's a guy, Concordia. His name is Johnson Johnson.
It's incredible. I mean, these parents. What were you guys thinking?
Right?
Seriously. I mean, I've heard some crazy names. That's incredible, Mike. Hey, man, Day-Day, you don't have to worry. Fox and YouTube TV have reached a short-term extension while they work through a long-term agreement.
There you go.
There will be no blackouts this season. Day-Day talked about this yesterday. We were talking about why is there always a dispute at the start of the football season. Okay, they're smart. They know better. No dispute. You get what you need. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friend.
If you don't.
You want Michael Penix Jr. to be a game manager?
Do you think Mike is a game manager?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.